Ey, 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 ey. Welcome back, everybody, to the final episode of Bad Film Good, the podcast where, for 100 episodes now, we have looked at poorly rated movies and we've asked the question, is this bad film good? My name, for the last time, is Declan.
And I'm Aiden.
That's kind of musical.
Yeah. Hey, 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 Aiden.
Hey, hey. Yeah.
Oh, the vibe's back.
Oh, yeah, nice. We're not sad that it's the last
nope. The
last episode.
Nope, we're fine.
But the thing is, I mean, like we said, we might return to it one day down the line. Once it becomes discovered as a cult phenomenon, and everybody is like, what happened to Bad Film Good?
They disappeared.
Where are they now? Yeah. Even though we've told everybody why. Stopping the thing. But just in case anybody's missed it, this will be the last episode, at least for now, for a while. Because this motherfucker, Aiden, a motherfucker named Aiden, is going to be going traveling around, I was going to say the world, but it's mostly like Southeast Asia, with his girlfriend, if that's what we want to call it. And then they're going to go and live and work in Australia for a bit.
That's right, baby. So,
bastards.
And I begged and pleaded for you to come with me. I was like, come with me.
I was like, my people need me.
Come with me instead of her.
We were going to plan to secretly run away together.
It just didn't work out.
Just wasn't feasible, you know, bills and such. But anyway, today we will be going full circle.
Hell yeah.
And starting at the beginning. Ending at the beginning.
Yeah, no, starting at the beginning.
Because starting at the end of the beginning. We're doing it all again. No. We will be doing The Third Eye 2, baby.
Third Eye 2.
The first episode we ever did on this podcast, bar the secret episode. The first episode we did was The Third Eye, so we will be looking at the sequel. These two films are the films that basically pushed us to like do this.
We watched all of the Resident Evils and we were like, they were funny. But the Third Eye and Third Eye 2 was when we were like, all right, we should do something about this.
We should do something about this because we just...
it was lockdown and we were like, should we just do one? Everyone else seems to.
Yeah, Aiden's going to go and bloody do one, aren't you? Fucking prick. Anyway, before we get into this majestic movie, Aiden, for the final last time, I'm going to keep doing this, please tell us
for the final
what is shrrrrrrrrrking this week.
That was good. That's
right.
Sent me off. That got me off.
That got you off. Yeah. All right.
All right. So, as we mentioned a couple weeks ago, we did an article which listed and ranked the Shrek soundtrack, the original soundtrack, and we thought, what better way to end this? And ignore the fact that we were going to do it last week, but Deeks forgot to rank them. What better way to leave it than rank the Shrek 2 soundtrack? Now, unless Deeks has lied to me...
And I've forgotten to look at them.
You said you were just going to... He said this off air. He was like... Oh, I was thinking about lying and saying that I forgot to do it.
Nah, Aiden's making that up. He's the one lying now. I have got them done.
Okay.
I couldn't let it say. Before it was understandable, we recorded like 2 days like in between or whatever.
Yeah.
We had like 2 days after the other one. And I had other stuff going on. But
there was no excuse.
I made sure to go through. This time I have forgotten. No.
All right. Oh, yeah, so this is what we're doing.
Tell us how we're going to do this.
I will run through in order the songs first. I'll just tell you.
In list order on the soundtrack.
And then we will go through what our rankings are.
Yeah.
So, okay. Because...
As you go through them, are we going to go like a or are we just going to list them out first?
We'll list them out. I'll give a little description just in case you can't remember at home for what the songs are.
Yeah.
So the first one is Accidentally in Love. It's the first song in the film. It's when they're like, it's like, honeymoon? With who? And then it's like, don't you dare, what's the problem, baby? So it's interesting, though, because in the film, it's a slightly different version to the one on the soundtrack. It's with a ukulele, and it's a bit more vibey. The soundtrack one, I think, is just the actual song.
Just the actual, the actual official song. Yeah.
Next one.
By Counting Crows.
Slaps. I won't give my opinion until... The next one is Holding Out for a Hero, but the fro version. It's the first one that plays in the credits, and it's
in
like
the credits, yeah.
And it's like you know that one.
Yeah.
Third one is Changes. It's a cover, but it also has David Bowie in it.
I didn't realize that. When I read because I obviously could see like all the artists and stuff, and I was like, damn, they actually got Shrek 2, man, never ceases to amaze.
So
they had David Bowie on the soundtrack. How many films could say that?
So fourth.
Sorry, it's an emotional moment.
Fourth is As Lovers Go. It's one of the other three credit songs. It's maybe the second one. I'm not sure. Fifth is Funk.
Wait, As Lovers Go.
Yeah,
I noted all the ones down.
How many songs have you got? Because there's 14 on the soundtrack.
I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12? No, wait, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Yeah, I've got 12. That was what was on the YouTube list that I went on.
Oh, that's interesting.
It was like a YouTube list that comprised all of the... I mean, that one doesn't sound familiar to me. Anyway,
okay. So. Then we've got Funky Town at number 5. Number 6 is I'm On My Way, which is another credit song.
Oh, because they say that in the film, right? Where he's like, because Donkey's like, Shrek and Donkey on another adventure, and then he does the like on. Oh no, that's On the Road Again. Is that
On the Road Again? Yeah. He says On the Road Again. But I'm On My Way, and I thought when I read that, I was like, oh, it's the I'm On My Way. But it's not that one. It's a different song. Never heard of it.
Those two, just spoilers for me, those two are the ones that for some reason weren't on
the way. Okay, that's good. That is a good thing.
They will go to the bottom of the ranks.
That's good. We'll do our rankings, but yeah. I can't remember. I haven't numbered them in order. The next one is I Need Some Sleep. It's the one where Shrek's all sad because he's pissed off Fiona and he's like looking at her music box, and then afterwards it's like Mrs. Fiona Charming. Ever Fallen in Love. It's ever fallen in love with a fallen in love, and I'm falling in love. I'm gonna fall in love, and I'm falling in love. I'm falling in love, and now I'm falling in love again. It's the one that
it's falling quite a long time
for ages. Please help me stop falling in love. I can't stop falling. It's the one where they're escaping the factory of the fairy godmothers. Little Drop of Poison, it's that low voice one, and it's where King Harold...
By Tom Waits.
Yeah, and it's where Tom... no, it's where Tom goes in.
King Tom.
King Tom goes into the seedy bar where Puss is, And it's, I think it's Hook, Captain Hook, that's like playing at the piano.
Yeah, he's on the piano.
He's like, yeah. I like my
All of the comments of that video, because it was a YouTube playlist, all the comments were just talking about Hook playing the piano and like with his hook.
Yeah.
Like, damn, this guy was dexterous, even with a hook.
Next one is another credit song, You're So True.
Yeah.
Long credits.
By Joseph Arthur.
Yeah, by Joseph Arthur. the next one is People Ain't No Good. It's when Shrek's sad because I think it's when he sees Fiona, human Fiona, banging Prince Charming.
He just, oh no, he just sees them raw dogging.
And it's like, People Ain't No Good. I think that's well understood.
Nick Cave as well.
Yeah, Matt, what a guy. So sad. Yeah. So good. Then it's, 11th. No, sorry, 12th on the track. Fairy Godmother Song, which is what she sings when she enters. And she's like, just, whether my word you won, your troubles will soon be gone. Which is kind of like, I was surprised to see it on because I was like, it's not really a soundtrack. She's just kind of singing.
Yeah, it's more of a, an in-world, in-law song.
But anyway, all right, 13th, Livin' La Vida Loca, but Murphy and Banderas version.
Edition.
Yeah. And then number 14, Holding Out for a Hero again, but it's the Jennifer Saunders one. It's where he's riding Mongo. And like they're storming the castle while Charming's dancing with Fiona.
Yeah.
And all that stuff. Right. That's the 14. Now.
Yeah.
You haven't got two of those.
We go
number 14 for me, which will also be for you, is I'm On My Way. It's kind of a bit dead, and also I didn't know it. And then number 13 is As Lovers Go.
It's maybe that's why they just weren't on.
Yeah, they're just a bit shit. They were like, they're all right. Like that one's all right, but again, meh.
Yeah.
Right.
All of the ones that I've got, which were on that YouTube playlist, I think it's the one that people generally go to and use.
Right.
Because every single one of those songs had between like 2 and 9 point something million views. Right. Except one song, and see if you can guess which one at the end. Except one song which has like 26.
Livin' La Vida Loca.
Surprisingly.
Oh, okay.
They're holding out for a hero, like Fairy
But Godmother. Jenny like Saunders that's... version? Okay, well.
Yeah,
All right. So we're now onto the rankings.
Yeah, so 12.
Number 12.
Coming in at number 12.
What is your number 12?
I've sort of grouped up the bottom three for me. So it is only number 12 because that's where it ended up, but I sort of put them all in the same spot here. So number 12 for me is You're So True by Joseph Arthur, because didn't really know it that much.
Yeah.
It's one of the kind of like slower, softer, like air ones that I was like, oh, that's in the film.
Well, same for me. I think out of those three, I know you didn't hit the other two. Out of the three, I think it's the best, but it's just another.
It's
just a song.
I didn't go back to compare
them. It's just
them.
A song.
Yeah. I didn't go. Yeah.
It's not it doesn't really feel like a Shrek song. All right.
Yeah.
But we've got...
What's 12 for you?
The same. You're So True.
Oh, the same. Okay.
We've gotten out of the credit songs, apart from the one that we actually know. Number 11.
Yeah. Am I going first each time?
No, we'll alternate if you want.
That will probably get confusing. I can go first if you want.
You go first.
Okay. People Ain't No Good.
Oh.
Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds.
Oh.
Just because... I was like, yeah, it's all right, but it's slower, and I could see in the comments people saying it was from that that bit with Hook and stuff, I think. But I was like, yeah.
Wait, are you saying... No, the one with Hook is Little Drop of Poison, which is like...
Oh, right. Well, people will talk about that on both of those songs, okay. So I figured the other one was also from that point, right. But maybe not.
But, yeah. Well, that's interesting. I knew that our list would be different. I feel like it's going to be wildly different, which is interesting.
Oh, wow.
So my number 11 is Ever Fallen in Love. Ever Fallen in Love with it.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, right? I just don't vibe with it that much. I would like...
Sure. Because you have never fallen in love.
Yeah, because I've never fallen in love.
Which is why we were going to run away to go traveling.
Yeah. I don't know. I just, like, I would never...
fall in love. I know. That's why we're
I would never go out and listen to it as opposed to some of these other songs on the soundtrack.
Sure.
Also, this version, I don't like, because the version on the soundtrack is not the original version.
Right.
And I don't like this version as much as the OG anyway. So I'm kind of just like, nah, it's all right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Number 10.
Number 10, I have I Need Some Sleep by Eels.
Ooh.
Again, another kind of slower one there's sort of a theme for me where I think as you go upwards, they get progressively more upbeat.
That,
and I think that's just generally, I like a lot more upbeat music generally.
And I like depressing shit. Right,
yeah. if I'm in the mood for slower stuff and whatever, then sure.
Yeah.
I like a big range of, I'm cultured, Aiden. I like a big range of music, but generally I tend to prefer stuff that's a bit more.
I'd be the same, and I kind of surprised myself because I did spend a while like considering these, and I
I was like, nah, this was this.
Yeah.
nah, that's shit.
Like, I do, for the most part, I was like, yeah, the more upbeat songs are the ones that I want to rank higher. But some of them I just vibe with hard, and some of them I just don't, even though they're like proper upbeat. But my number 10 is Little Drop of Poison, the one that's like...
Okay.
That's the one where it's like...
It's like, I lock my down
with a little drop of poison. That one. The one that Hook sings. That one's a bit slow as well. And then number 9 for you.
Number 9 for me is Little Drop of Poison.
And that's interesting.
So I was sort of on the same.
And my number 9 is I Need Some Sleep. So we've just... I don't know. I like.
We've been generally the same, apart from that. People ain't.
The number 9. I mean, I Need Some Sleep. I liked more because it makes me think of that Mrs. Fiona Charming bit, and I was just like,
right.
Hell yeah! I feel like that's also it. I wasn't just ranking
it's
the
a factor,
songs.
Definitely.
Yeah, I was like, that's the moment, and I love that bit.
The moment, yeah. See, a lot of the bottom ones are also ones where I don't really remember what part of the movie it's from.
Yeah.
So I just ranked it like, I don't really remember that one, so I just put it down there.
Yeah. Right. Number 8.
Number 8, I put the Fairy Godmother song.
Oof.
Because, again... It's comparatively to the rest.
That's a great point. Yeah,
because it's like, it again, like we said before, it's one that's in, it's diegetic sound, Aiden. It's in world, it's kind of her like little song as she goes around. I was skipping through it because I was like, I thought I remembered it being, it starting off like a little la, 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 kind of thing, and then it being like,
bam, yeah, it does.
She goes, oh, yeah. But I don't remember. I was skipping through a little bit through the song, and I couldn't seem to find it that bit. I don't know whether maybe I just missed it.
Oh, no, you should have listened to the whole thing.
Well, I was like, oh, I remember which song this is. And then I was like, but doesn't it do this? And I was trying to find it.
Yeah, because it's like,
yeah,
it starts off as like a classic, kind of like a classic Disney song, right?
And yeah, it's like Be My Guest from Beauty and the Beast.
A flick of my magic wand with a flick of the wrist. But it just keeps getting faster. She's like, have a piece of her face. You know, like, it just ramps up.
Oh, I think I it does ramp up, but I think I was thinking of it being
like mental,
like it turned into a fucking rock number or something. You right. know what I mean? Like I don't know. I think just because of the other song,
okay,
it made me think it got crazy. But yeah, so I was like, yeah, you know, it's there. Yeah.
I'm kind of in agreement. But my number eight is Holding Out for a Hero, the Fro version, the one that's like,
we are different.
And that, I'll tell you what. That hurt,
yeah,
because I vibe so hard with that, and it's the end of the film, and you can just see the credits. It goes to black, I think, and then it's like, like you've just had Living La Vida Loca. Everyone's Shrek's like dive bombed that little puppy. If you remember that from the film, you're just like, did he just murder that dog? And then it's like, I do vibe hard with it, but the songs that follow are more, it's more of a case of none of these. I mean, from probably like number 12, that's a credit song. From number 11 all the way down, it's not that you're like, I don't vibe with these. I love all of these songs, just some of them hit harder than others. But I do vibe hard with that. But what's your number seven?
So number seven, I've got Changes, the Butterfly Bucher and David Bowie version.
I think we're not that far off, you and me.
Yeah. You and I. just because it's... Again, it's one that I was like, oh, yeah, I know this one. And I kind of get like a feeling of what happened was in the movie at that point.
It's when they changed.
Just
kind of
like a, yeah. Change. I was like, yeah, cool. Okay, sure.
Do you like the OG song? Are you much of a Bowie fan?
I mean, I'm not the most avid Bowie fan, but I do love like his songs.
Yeah, right.
Like it's not... Bowie, I don't go out of my way to listen to Bowie, but it's not because I don't like it. It's just, I just listen to other things.
Yeah, you know that might be a fact. I would chuck on...
A Bowie song comes on and I'll vibe.
I would chuck on I'd be in a Bowie mood and I'd chuck on all this, like, my liked songs from Spotify. Or like 20 Bowie songs and just vibe for a bit.
Sure,
but so maybe that's got something. My number seven is the Fairy Godmother song. Not too far off from you.
Not too far off, yeah.
And it's like we said, it slaps, but it's an in-world song.
This is a slap contest.
Yeah, it's a slap. Yeah. It's a good slap. It's just not as hard. But yeah, what's your number six?
All right, number six, I have The Ever Fallen in Love by Pete York.
Ah, yeah, that's so interesting.
Just, again, because it's a bit more of a tempo. It's like... And I'm like, oh, yeah. And, yeah. I don't know. Those ones specifically were a bit kind of...
It's a
I
bit
was
of
like,
a blur.
They could kind of blur whenever. Like, I think those two songs specifically are sort of on the same
level. Yeah, yeah. A lot of these... are almost on the same level, probably until we get to five downwards. My number six is Changes, the cover, with David Bowie in it. So I'm like, we're very similar, but I feel like we're going to start...
There's a couple that are already different.
Yeah, I feel like this is where we get different. What's your number five? Because I know this one's
so number
different.
Five... I have Funky Town.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's such a banger. And it's they arrive to...
It is.
They arrive to fucking Far, Far Away. And it's like, this is my kind of town. Oh, man. What a banger. And it's that moment as well. It's moments. Moments
Yeah, that's it was less of that for me because it's I probably haven't seen it as recently as you.
Yeah.
Or as many times as
probably. Oh man. Yeah. Oh wow, okay.
Right.
My number five is People Ain't No Good. Cause I just really like that song. Just as a song in general. And like it's when he's sad and I'm like I remember that bit. But it's just people just ain't no good. And you're like,
you're right, Nick. They're not
good. Oh man. I like a lot of his songs as well, actually. Yeah. He's this guy that did the Peaky Blinders song. You know, with his red right hand.
I don't think I know that one. I've never watched Peaky Blinders.
Neither did I, but I know the song.
Yeah.
And it's that.
But you know the song, yeah.
All right. Number four.
Yeah.
And I feel like this...
Now. Oh. Number four, for me, I feel like this is going to be surprising for you, is the Holding Out for a Hero Fairy Godmother version.
All right.
But I've got a reason as to why that I'll cover when we get like further in.
Okay.
But, it, I mean, again, when you get to this point...
It's so different.
All
it's
of
like,
them are just... They slap so hard.
From number four, I've written, this is like choosing between children.
Children, yeah. You were going through this fucking emotional rollercoaster picking which ones. And I was like, I'll do that. Gotta do these before I forget.
Oh, man. Okay, so... okay. Oh, I get talk more about it later. But my number four.
Yeah.
And I think this will surprise you.
Okay.
Livin' La Vida Loca.
No, I knew you'd say it.
It's goddamn. Look, man. It's great. I love it. I just love three others more, I think. Like
okay, all right.
But yeah, I listened to that on my way home here, so I've listened to this probably 40 minutes ago, and it slaps. Right. It do be slapping. And it's the end of the film, and you're just like, vibes, good times, everything's good again. Shrek killed that dog. it's good stuff.
Yeah,
it's good stuff, but just not my favorite.
It's good stuff.
All right, number three.
Yeah. Number three, I have Accidentally in Love, Counting Crows.
Yeah, okay.
As my third.
It's fucking great. I listen to that song. That's in a few of my playlists.
And the reason that I put it this way round, as you can tell, there are two songs that I haven't done, one of them being the other, Holding Out for Hero. And I didn't want to put them too close together because they're the same song, but obviously different. So I was like that is basically the only thing that made the difference between where I'd put certain things. So Accidentally in Love, it's just such a banger. It's such a banger. Yeah. But I was I'll put it in here because of these other ones.
Right. Okay. Yeah. I vibe. Have you listened to, I suppose you wouldn't have, the ukulele version? Is right. Even better than the.
I'll listen.
You gotta and if you're especially with it's basically just the opening of Shrek 2, he's like honeymoon with who, and then it just cuts in with the. It's like the same song but softer with the ukulele, and it's more emotional or something. I don't know where that version is. I can't find it anywhere apart from the fucking film, but it. Oh, just hits. But my number three is Funky Town.
Right. Okay,
it's so good. They arrive. They're here. This is and it ends. And the song ends. And it's that they arrive to the castle. And then it's sort of transitions into the do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do- Yeah. And it's like, and then it's like, this is it. This is it. This is it. And then it's like that weird old guy, and he's like, this is it. Oh, great.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
This is the big reveal, because I'll be able to know what you've done for number one.
I guess we just do, like, two... We say what two and one are, because there's no point in doing a reveal for number one. Like, if we do, okay.
Number two and number one.
Number two and number one I have... In second place is Holding Out for a Hero, Frou-Frou
version. That is
And
crazy.
Then number one is Living La Vida Loca. So, Holding Out for a Hero, I have always... It's a song... Just that bit of the credits. It's what you said earlier, where it hits the credits, and then you have that, like, boom, boom, ba-da-dum, ba-da-dum, ba-da-dum. That like, that, just how it hits you there, it always stuck with me.
Do you know what it is? And it's like, when it's the feeling, it's not just the song, although the song slaps, it's the feeling of when you've just watched, like, a film that's really made you feel something, like you really vibed hard with that film, and then the credits hit and you're just like overcome with, like,
you just have to process.
Yeah, you're processing thing. You're just like remember when you first watch Into the Spider-Verse and the credits hit and you're just like, fuck me, I'm just sat here in silence feeling every emotion. Like, it's that. So, like, it's the association with, like, the...
It's definitely partially that.
And you're just like, I'm fucking coming.
Yeah, I'm fucking coming. But yeah, it's that, and I just love that kind of, like... I don't know, it's something about the synthy kind of vibe.
Yeah,
to it
yeah.
I love that.
Yes, so
good. So, and that's why I didn't put the other Holding Out for a Hero, like, straight afterwards.
Yeah, right.
Because I was like, I mean, I want to give some love to the Counting Crows. But then, my top is absolutely Living La Vida Loca. Randomly at work, I'll just listen to it sometimes.
I remember, I can't remember if you said this on pod or not, but you did say that you just will listen to that version. And you fucking love that song. So
I just love it.
You said to me, I can't remember, you were like, when I was like, do the fucking list. And you were like, and I was like, it's just going to be Living La Vida Loca. And you were like, I've got something else. But you tricked me.
Did I? Yeah, is that what is
you
it?
Were like, nah.
I must have listened through and I was like, nah, that is fast.
All right. Well, my number two is Accidentally In Love. Because, like we said, fucking banger. Especially the ukulele version. It could have taken top if it was the ukulele version, honestly. But number one, Holding Out for a Hero.
I know.
As soon as
I
listened to that one, and that's like the last one on the album as well. So I was like,
sure.
Do you know what? I think Accidentally in Love's still my favorite. And as soon as you like Jennifer Saunders hits that note, you're like, nah. This is number one.
I just can't. Yeah. No, I have to.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It is
really, really... I mean, it was the one that had, like, 26 million compared to the rest of, like, sub 10. Good. So it is the most iconic song from that film, I think.
Yeah. And
it's the one that people all remember.
Yeah, it's that moment. It's the... And it's like the... I don't think it... does it in the song, but it's like because when you listen to the song on the album, it has like the score intertwined with it as well. So she like there's a break in singing. It's like, and I know, and it's like, and I'm like, that's the bit where Puss is like, you go, I will hold them off. And I'm like, oh, Puss. And then there's a bit before that where it breaks. And I know it's... And I could just hear it in my head with, like, fucking Mongo's arms break off and he's sinking into the...
Oh, and he's like...
And Shrek's like, and fucking Gingy's like, no! And then he's like... Be good.
Oh, man. Why you gotta make me cry? But I love that bit, like, in
Living La Vida Loca.
Yeah, it is that bit. And then he's like, see him in the river still.
Under the water.
Yeah. Under the water. So he's good. He's all good. He was okay.
He's fine.
He survived.
Oh, good. All right. Well, that took... Yeah. Almost 40 minutes.
That was
minutes.
The longest Shrek-ing we've
had. Yeah, but...
But I think it's worth it for a, so for a round it. Off.
All right. Well, look. You're meant to say Shrek-ing aside, but it's the last episode, yeah. So we can do whatever the fuck we want.
Damn. Yeah. Shrek-ing aside, Aiden.
Yeah. Oh, thanks. It didn't feel right. It just felt weird.
I just had to get out of my system. Carry on. Sorry.
Yeah, so fucking, why don't you tell us what Netflix calls this film?
All right, so yeah, we will be looking at The Third Eye 2 today, as I said, rounding it off,
yeah, baby.
Going out with a bang, or rather a fucking, we'll talk about it. but we watched this on the Netflix,
yeah.
A final return to Netflix.
I know, after we fucking end. Weeks of Amazon.
after our boycott, like months, we haven't touched Netflix in literally. A long time, because as soon as Netflix did that fucking, like... Household like only bullshit,
which it seems whatever. Like they've backtracked on, right? Like
I don't know, because it's still what it still has that on my PlayStation, but it doesn't on Rise.
Yeah,
of
yeah. It's
so it seems like some things don't.
Yeah,
I don't know. But anyway, yeah. So we watched it on Netflix, which describes it again very succinctly as working in an orphanage. Alia meets teen Nadia, who says she hears a strange voice in the walls. When they try to find the source, things go very wrong. this movie went very wrong. We'll talk about that.
Yeah, so it was made in 2019, directed by Rocky Sorora. Soroya. Smashed it. Who did the first one? I double checked. I recognize the name. It stars
interesting
Jessica Mila. Yeah. Fuck me. Okay. Nabila.
you have to get these right, Aiden, or you are racist. I just want to clarify yeah. that too.
I know. That's why I'm feeling the pressure. Nabila Ratna Aya Azilia. Fucking smashed it. That was actually Google Translate. That wasn't me talking. Sophia Lapuba, Jeremy Thomas, Bianca Hello, and the return of Citra Prima, or as we commonly refer to her, Optimus Prime.
I totally forgot yeah, that meme. Yeah. Oh my god. Who was that?
That's the person that plays Mace Windu.
Yes, I was hoping you'd say that. Bro, that's my fucking second note
yes,
about
same.
Mace
I was
Windu.
Like, oh shit, Mace Windu.
I was like, Mace Windu, I forgot. Oh, this is going to be so good. Right, like before we get let's do your bit.
Yeah, there's no info on budget or ratings. The only rating is 5.4 out of 10 on IMDb. But that's we don't care about that. We want to get into the shit.
Yeah. Oh, right. okay, let's just get straight into it. So in terms of the first movie, I remember when we watched these three before together yeah. that we watched the first movie, and the first movie had established certain rules, and when we watched the second movie just disregarded and made up the new rules. However, watching this through, I can't remember what those rules were.
Yeah,
so I was watching it and I was like, but is it breaking these rules? I don't remember exactly.
I know for a fact it broke the fucking rules that it set out in the first film. But it's been so long and I remember nothing about the first film apart from the fact that Davin was a ghost the whole time.
Davin.
Worst and greatest plot twist of all time.
Can I just say, Davin was sorely missed in this movie.
Yeah, where the fuck was Davin?
Davin, it has a special place in my heart. This man, there was so much. I mean, I feel like, even though we've basically never mentioned him again since, I feel like he's so symbolic for this, like, podcast.
Yeah, 100%.
Because it's what kind of, that whole plot line about Davin being a ghost was just the most bullshit, like, We could not believe that they'd done that.
Because and they refilmed
it. It was so strong. Because they reshot the fucking scene from the beginning of the movie. And they were like, see, he wasn't there the whole time. And I'm like, no.
He was.
You reshot yeah. that. He was 100% when you watch that, that person, that waiter was talking to her and not the other like talking to Davin and not the other person behind him. But you reshot it at the end of the movie to try and gaslight me into thinking it was yeah. different. I fucking know
the
it wasn't.
Film,
I rewatched it.
The film gaslight. Get lit. So funny. Me. That will still that, forever be
so
the
ridiculous.
Greatest moment in cinematic
it's
history.
My favorite. It is honestly, I think it is one of my favorite movie moments yeah. of all yeah. time. I was so mad. I could not believe. I remember us being there at the time and me being like, hang on. Don't tell me they've just done that. And I like rewound
we
it.
Had to,
like, they fucking
no,
did.
No, we had to rewind it. And because we weren't on a watch together or anything, we're just watching it both on each other's, on our own Netflix. So we're like, all right, what yeah. time are you at? I'm at 4:13. All right, so am I. All right, 3, 2, 1, play. No, it's different.
100%. Yeah. Oh, fuck me. But that's sorely missing in yeah. this movie. Gotta say it up top. There's no Davin. There's not even a hint of Davin. Nobody even mentions or cares about him or anything.
And there's no real...
Just doesn't exist.
There is... I mean, it's yeah. it's a big, big... It's a heavy burden on this film to live up to that. But there is just yeah. no fucking batshit...
Substitute.
Yeah, there's no batshit crazy yeah. fucking twist. Really?
No.
Yeah. Well, there's a mini one, but we'll get to that.
Sure.
But
yeah.
but yeah. So I mean, fucking
Mace Windu isn't even in this no. movie that much either.
She's there at the start, and she's like, yeah.
very briefly.
Yeah. She's like, "Hey, what are you up to?" And she's like, "Oh yeah, I'm just I'm just gonna, you know, vibe hard." And she's like, yeah, cool, sweet, I'll see you later then. So this film, just quickly, I mean I didn't make loads of notes because I was kind of just like,
I have actually quite a
oh
bit.
Really, okay, that's interesting, because yeah. for me I'm
there's
just
lots
like,
of moments where I was like, this is dumb.
But it's there are many dumb bits, but a lot, this film is almost 2 hours and most of yeah. it is just like books falling off, or like people stood
and
in the
people
back.
Running
yeah.
around,
yeah. and then it's like, oh shit, oh, are you okay? Yeah, I'm okay. Oh shit, are you okay? Yeah, I'm okay.
There was a point. There was a point in the movie where I just sort of had like a come to moment where I was like, they were like, it was like a two or three people running around a corridor, and my brain suddenly went, fuck me, how many times have we seen a number of people running up and down yeah, these yeah. stairs and down and round that corridor and whatever? People just running back and forth all over this house. Oh, and like, man. It's just, it's 2 hours long and it really feels like 2 hours long. It's a slog to get through. And I remember when we first watched this, we were like fucking, like zoning out
yeah, yeah.
and just being like, fuck me, dude, this movie's so long. And We had that initial thing of us being like, ah, yeah, oh, funny. Yeah. And then the middle bit of us like, ugh.
And then it ends. And then at the end,
and then we get to the
you're
end.
Like, ah, yeah, yeah, I'm with it again. Like, so
we really struggled with this.
So, I mean, they're just sort of the first, like, I don't know, 10 minutes of the film is they like yeah. Abel and Aaliyah, which are the two sisters from the first one. They're just living in the house.
Yep. They are living La Vida Loca.
They're living La Vida Loca. And then
yeah.
Abel keeps seeing this one ghost who I think is called Maria or something. Doesn't matter.
No, so this was... Because that was my first note, because I couldn't remember this, because this was sort of tacked on from the end of yeah. the first movie. Because there was this... I think she was around at the beginning of the first movie, and then we see her again at the end.
Yes, we see her ghost. At the end of the first film.
Yeah, because there's this, like, ghost that's following... quick, brief, just in case you hadn't seen the first movie, or, like, our first episode on this. It's called The Third Eye because there is the idea that certain people are susceptible to seeing ghosts and things and blah, 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 because they've got their their third eye, their mind's eye sort of deal, is open. Or it can be opened, but I don't know if you have to be attuned, like somebody who can have their eye open to have it open, you know what I mean? Or if you could just open anyone's. It kind of seems like you could open anyone's,
in
really,
the, I think, you did the right I'm thing. I'm pretty sure that was one of the things in the first film. They were like, only very specific people can have their third eye opened. Because the mum couldn't or something. Or whatever. Or someone couldn't. And then in this one, they're just like, just anyone, doesn't matter. Whoever needs
to. Yeah, Windu's like, hey, you want me to open your third eye? Because I could do that for free. Just give me a bowl of smelling salts or something and I'll do it. But anyway, so you have this ghost called Mira. And this ghost had kind of appeared a couple of times. And they were like, who's this ghost? And we saw it at the end of the last one. And then at the beginning of this one, it's established that Mira's been sort of just sort of following
Abel.
Abel, who is the younger sister.
Yeah.
The main character is Alia, who has her third eye open and stuff in the first movie and blah, 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 blah. It's been following the little sister around kind of at school or just sort of at home, or whatever, just kind of now and then, I guess, just knocking shit over from time to time and just being like, haha, scared you.
Yeah.
I don't know. She's been following her around. And just like the first movie, this film just fucking gets straight into it, straight into the horror. There's none of that, like, you know, happy kind of the beginning bit where you got the family and here's the people and you get used to it. And then it's like the and it gets into the fucking scary shit like afterwards. This movie's just like, boom, title sequence, scary shit, we're in, strap in. We don't give a fuck.
Because this one, right, fucking... Yeah. So Abel was very much a big player in the first film. Like, she's not the main character, but she's, like, second player, 100%.
Yeah, and I think she's more the one being, like, directly haunted, right? And
yeah.
And sister's trying to help her.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
But this is, like... So this film opens, and I was like, Ayo, did they just fucking... kill off Abel? And they're like, yeah, fuck it.
Yeah.
So, like, this ghost that's been following her, maybe there's a little twist, this ghost Aaliyah breaks into Abel's room and she's been fucking stabbed a bunch. And she's like, this sister's like, what did you do to Abel? And the ghost is just like, just fucking murked her, mate. Anyway, see you later. And then just, like, turns into dust and flies out the window.
Yeah.
I was like, by the way, fuck was that?
By the way, we don't... So this ghost, we don't see her again until the very end of the film. But she's, like, normal now. And we'll get to that stuff. But so her turning to dust, was that her, like, going to heaven?
I don't know. I don't know what the fuck that was about.
Because we don't see her again, and it's explained because, you know, we'll get into it, but where Alia then goes to, this orphanage, the dad has put up this, like, barrier thing around the orphanage that stops any spirits from getting in. So So Mira, you kind of like, oh, well, she can't get to them. But it is literally like... next time we see her, she's... I don't know why I'm really, like, trying really hard to avoid spoilers, but yeah, next time we see her, she's normal, she's not big scary ghost, whatever, and her whole thing is kind of resolved. To a degree. So I was like, weird. What the fuck? When did she... I guess she just, like, pissed off then. She was like, well, I'm going to heaven.
Yeah, I was like, oh, she died. I'm see you later.
Yeah,
so
I'm done now.
So stupid.
Cool. But I think the budget for this movie, they definitely... I can't remember if we got the numbers for the first one.
I don't
but it
think
must have
so.
Like, because it's Netflix, right?
So yeah.
I guess it popped off enough that it might be very popular, like, over in, actually in Indonesia and stuff.
Yeah, but, maybe, who knows?
But, I mean, we watched it over here, so maybe it's popular over here. But it obviously did well enough that they made a second movie and the budget was, like, actually not bad. There's a lot of practical effects that they used.
Yeah, and the CGI stuff didn't look... Like, the first film, I remember just being hilariously bad.
So funny. But the fucking guy coming up the stairs, yeah. They just, like, cut and paste him onto it. It's so bad. I'm like, just have a guy going up the stairs.
Oh, so good. But yeah, this one looks decent. Aaliyah, all her family's dead. She's like, oh, I'm gonna go to an orphanage and help out. Very like, I mean, I think there's some more reason to it, but it just seemed so convenient that she's I'll go to this orphanage. And then,
No.
There's a reason which you get to.
Yeah, there is a reason. No, we get to it. So it's sort of in the. It's when she's when Abel's dead and she's like, oh, my sister, you're dead. She kind of like pauses, and it's one of these fucking things where obviously they needed it to move the plot along, but I was just like, you would not care about what else is around in that moment. You'd be so distraught that you're not paying attention to anything else. Because she's just like, she's breaking down. And then she sees this like pendant that her sister has in her pocket. And she pulls it out and looks at it like, huh, what's this? And I'm like, why do you care? and then she gets like a vision of that.
Yeah, message. Yeah, right.
So then
yeah,
that's why...
That's where she goes.
I assume it's supposed to be that there's a bit of time has passed, because I'm guessing she didn't just leave her sister there. I'm guessing she probably had a funeral and stuff.
Nah, she like, just left. She was like, all right, I'm going to go. Yeah. I'm good with it now.
Yeah, gotta bounce. but yeah, so she goes to this orphanage as like a volunteer.
Yeah, so there's creepy stuff happening. They've just like essentially replaced Abel with another girl for the story, I guess.
Yeah, Nadia. Like,
yeah, just very similar age, similar
also
vibe.
Has
she's
her third eye open.
Third eye open, getting haunted, same thing. And so this girl keeps hearing this thing, and because Aaliyah's like the mum of the orphanage or whatever, that kind
the
of
parents who run the orphanage. Yeah.
The mum, for all intents and purposes, is like, shut up. Like, just fucking stop screaming.
She's a weird kid.
Yeah, it's just, there's something off with that kid. But Aaliyah's like, no, I believe you, and I'll look into this. And they hear, like, this fucking ghost in the wall. And she's like, oh, let's see what it wants. And it's like, I'm stuck. Let me out. And they're like, yeah, I think we'll go do that, actually. And it's just like, they find this fucking hidden room in a book, like through a hidden bookcase. They just go through all these like twisted turns to find, and then eventually they find this empty room, which is locked. And they're like, where's the key? And it's like, it's in the vent. Unlock the door. And they're like,
does it say that? Because when I
No. It doesn't. It goes.
They literally
like,
just hear the vent like.
Yeah, and the like, key's like,
huh,
up there.
Maybe it's there.
Yeah.
So dumb.
And then they unlock the door and they're like, well, it's empty. All right. And I was like, all right, well, first off, everything that's fucking happened in the first film and then this film, and Aaliyah's like, seems legit, I'll just let this ghost out. And also, then also, they're like, all right, well, there's nothing in here. Let's put everything back. And they relock the door and just like close the bookcase. And I was like, shouldn't you leave it open? It's like if you were letting it out, the ghost is like, all right, sweet, you've unlocked the door.
Let me just get all my things.
And then the door slams closed shut. She's like, no, wait.
She's like sleeping and just hears, can you come back and open it, please? I wasn't ready.
Yeah, you fucking closed everything. You opened 16 doors. You know how fucking long it would take me to get out?
Oh, man. You lost me somewhere between the fifth and sixth door.
Yeah, I'm behind the bookcase. You've trapped my arm in it.
Yeah. I mean, thing is, with Aaliyah, there was this idea from the first one, which they sort of talk about in this, where She's like, oh, my third eye is open, so I should use it to, like, help
people. She's trying to get them.
So she's
back.
Like,
yeah.
All the spirits, are they just, they're poor spirits that just need help. And you're like, well, I mean, they are trying to kill you sometimes, but sure. But yeah, I found that very funny. Because, so this kid, Nadia, like we said, she kind of hears all these voices and she draws them and stuff, like, to express, to get it out of her head, as she says, and to, like, express it and whatever. But there's a bit where, when you first see her, there's this other kid there as well, and she's like, she didn't know. So they go into the room where Nadia is, and Nadia's, like, sat in a corner facing the wall, drawing on the wall or something, or drawing in a notepad.
Yeah.
And then this other kid comes down behind them and, like, goes and stands with them in the same room, and she's like, Nadia's weird. And then they're just, like, talking about her like she's not there. But then the kid is like, oh, she says she, like, she hears stuff, but I don't hear anything.
Yeah.
And then the kid's like, is it possible she sees something that we can't see or hear? And I'm like, what fucking stupid fucking writing is that? The kid is like, could it be possible that maybe she has some sort of sixth sense that I don't have? Maybe she has an eye that's open or something. I don't know. I'm just a kid. Anyway, I'm going to go now.
Yeah. But also, that doesn't make any sense, because later on in the film, she fully sees everything that's going on anyway.
Oh, this is something that, again, I think this was part of the reason we got annoyed with it, because they established these rules, right? That there are some people who are more susceptible or fully susceptible to seeing and hearing ghosts and people from the afterlife and whatever, and they can, you know, they have their third eye open, they can see and hear this stuff because they're attuned to it. But you also have, when Aaliyah gets there, she puts a fucking little mini audio recorder down in her room, presses record, goes to sleep, and then she's listening to it the next day and she hears the fucking ghost being like, help me, please.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's
and
where
I'm
she
like,
goes.
Yeah, and I'm like, so is that, does the fucking voice recorder have its third eye open? Like,
yeah.
Because I don't remember if they established that technology can also capture them or not. Because
I can't
you have a Polaroid camera. Polaroid, that's the word. I couldn't remember what the word was. You have a Polaroid camera that when this kid's going around, just like, oh, I found it in her things and I decided to take it and I'm taking pictures of everything and prancing around like, ha 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 ha, snap. Snap, snap, snap. And then she takes a picture and there's a ghost in it and she screams and runs away. And I'm like, so that camera has its third eye open or what? You know what I mean? Like, how does this work? Because you didn't talk about this before. And also, part of the reason their budget might be bigger, I wonder whether they had a Bose sponsorship. Because
Fucking vibing. And I remember this as well. I remember the fucking headphones.
Yeah, yeah. Because Aaliyah's got, she's listening to her audio recording with these fatty Bose headphones out of nowhere. And it's like half the shot. But it's also like out of focus. Like it's really bad focus, so you can't see. And I'm like, is this supposed to be a sponsorship? Because if it is, it's a bad one.
Yeah, that Bose want their money back, bro.
They're just like, oh, normally she wouldn't be able to hear the noises, but with a Bose headset, Bose have their third eye open.
But yeah, so we get like spooky shit going around the house because they blur out the room.
An hour.
For like a fucking hour. Yeah, that's where my notes drop off because I'm like, bruh, this is a lot. One bit is funny though, because I was like, hey, you know, this ghost is kind of chill. Like, the ghost, like, the mum's doing dishes, she looks away, and then all the dishes are done. And I was like, this ghost is helpful as fuck.
Dude, that bit annoyed me so much, because she's, like, mid-washing them, goes to the fridge or something, turns around, and they're, not only are they all done, but they're all stacked and placed neatly on the table, and she's like, huh? Just like, huh?
Yeah. Huh? And then like, her daughter comes in.
Is it her?
I think is actually her daughter. I think it seems they seem to.
She just pops
is.
Up a lot.
Yeah, she's.
I don't remember.
Just a little girl, and the little girl comes in, and she's like, "You fucking moved my dishes and washed them up. Go fucking play. Get out of here." And I was like, oh, bruh.
No, but it's more than that. Because she, you have like, she turns around, the dishes are done, whatever. And she's like, oh, what the fuck? That's weird. I didn't do that. And then something goes boom on the window and she's like, oh, and looks at the window and it's like a tense thing. And yeah. she goes to the window and she opens the pane and then it's that the girl. I think it's Raya, maybe. Raya like pops up and she's done this a couple of times where she's wearing like a big sheet over her head with like a little bit to see out and she'll like jump out. Like different times, and of course they set it up so that later when she's you think it's her and then the sheet like collapses and whatever and it's like, oh, it was a ghost. But in this time she's outside the room, she's in the courtyard area, so she's outside and then she kind of goes like boo and then she's like, oh my god, you fucking scared me, you little shit, and then she helps her in through the window and puts her down. She's like, you shouldn't be playing outside because you're ill and whatever, like go back, get back into bed or something. But then she's like, and why were you messing with my with the plates? And I'm like, bro,
how would
one,
you-
she was outside. She was outside, and what, you think that she did that, like, completely silently? You saw that. The plates were all in one place, and they all instantly, within about 2 seconds, were in a different place. And so she's like, what the fuck, kid? Why'd you do this? Whatever. I was like, that is some next-level denial if I've ever seen it, because fuck me.
Nah, there's some more. There's some worse than are there, because... So, I mean, going back to my point of the ghost is fucking chill, not only did it do the dishes, now it just wants to play with that girl's yo-yo, and then, like... Because it does the thing where she's, like, doing the yo-yo on her bunk bed, and then it, like, gets grabbed by something. Yeah. And she, like... And in that scene, like, you see the ghost... And she sees the ghost, but it's not like going for her or anything. She's just like, yeah, what's up? Oh, I was going to play yo-yo. And then later, it wants Nadia's sandals. It's just like, grabs her sandals from underneath the bed. And Nadia's like, oh, fucking ghost, what was that? And she's like, bro, I was just wanting some sandals. I wanted to walk around. And then,
sandals.
And then Nadia's like, nah, fuck you, ghost. Go away, leave me alone. And it's like, well, fuck you then. And just lobs her bed across the fucking room.
They've got a vendetta against beds in this movie.
Yeah.
They had it in the last one, actually.
Yeah,
they have
like an
exorcist type thing with beds.
Yeah, yeah. They hate beds in this.
That was something as well where you had it a couple times, but that one specifically with Nadia, like, fucking annoyed me. Because she sees these twisted, like, blackened, gnarled hands with massive claws on them drag her fucking sandals under the bed. And she doesn't immediately leave the room. She just got there, and she was sees this happen, and she's like, oh, I'm going to look under that bed. And I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Are you joking? And then, her bed gets fucking thrown across the room. It splinters. And the fucking woman comes in and she's like, why'd you do that with your bed? I'm like, bro, I couldn't do that with a bed.
The mum's like, now, was this you?
She's like, don't lie to me. Don't like it when you lie to me. Yeah. I'm going to lock you in the room now. And I was like, isn't that fucking child abuse? She's like, you're not getting any food and I'm going to lock you in this room.
Yeah. Stop throwing your bed across the room.
Yeah, I've had enough of you throwing your bed against the room and splintering it with the force of you throwing it across the room.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. And also, the ghost is Jeffrey Dahmer. Because it's like, because they go like, they're doing spooky shit and they're like, right, we've got to sort out this ghost. And they're doing the thing, they're doing a seance and they're like, what's your name? And the ghost goes, Dharma. And I was like, oh shit, he's back.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, the name of the ghost is Dharma.
So,
oh no!
I was like, oh, every time they were like, Dharma, no, and I was like, oh.
I didn't even think about it.
Oh, it's so funny.
But there's a bit where, sorry, I just ran up. Where you were talking about what they like before they did. I think it's before they did the séance and stuff. you get to the bit where the two sort of parents that are looking after the place, where they then see the spooky stuff because they kind of avoided it till this point, and it's, yeah, stuff starts getting more crazy. And they're getting chased around and whatever. I think, I don't know if it's after the dad gets attacked or not. Fadley, his name is.
Yeah, Fadley. Which I thought his name was Fadil.
I thought that as well. I think it's just...
Until right at the end and they say it repeatedly and you're like, oh, it's Fadley.
Yeah, yeah. But there's a bit where they go into a room and then he just like flexes at the doorway and shouts something like, you can't like, come in or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he's like, oh, don't worry, I sealed the door. I'm like, what? He just flexed his arms. I went,
yeah, the ghost is like, oh, shit, I'm not dealing with that.
Fadley's ripped. I mean, they have him as a, he's like, he does all the like fixing up in the house and whatever. And he's like a mechanic or something.
Yeah,
he's,
yeah,
got these cars he's worked on. So the way they do it is they have him with like a white shirt where they've clearly just like put a bunch of like, shoe oils. Polish or, yeah, or, yeah, or charcoal or something on their hands and just rubbed it onto his shirt in various places. And then like somebody's got like a finger and just put some marks on his face because it looks like somebody's just done exactly that.
Exactly.
And he's
that.
Like,
it's so bad.
Yeah, oh, bloody hard at work, aren't I? I'm a mechanic or whatever.
Oh my. So yeah, they do the seance thing after a whole bunch of shit goes down. And then they're like, hey, Jeffrey Dahmer, why are you doing this? And then you get, like, a flashback. And I was like, oh, fucking shit. That was the moment where I was like, I remember this. Because it, a big reveal. Yeah. It turns out that Fadley had killed Dahmer. And Dahmer is the daughter of the mum's sister, who is Fadley's wife as well. She's the daughter of her sister, but also Fadley like banged her sister and like had this secret kid who is Dahmer. Then he kills both the mum and the daughter because the mum's like, the sister.
He kills You're the making sister. This so confusing.
Yeah. He kills the sister.
Yeah.
Who birthed the child, who birthed Dahmer. His wife's sister, because she's like, I'm going to tell your wife, my sister, that we've had this, my daughter is also your daughter because you banged me. And he's like, no, don't. And she's like, I'm going to do it. And he's just fucking like 0 to 100 is like, all right, then, I'm going to stab you with a fucking tire jack. Just, like, stabs her right through the stomach. And I was like...
And I swear tire irons aren't sharp on one end, right? So he just...
He prepares
his
this.
His is, like, yeah, pre-sized.
Yeah, he's ready. He's ready for anything. And then, like, the daughter sees him do that, and he's like, guess I gotta kill you as well. And then just fucking kills the kid. And that's why Dharma's haunting them. Because she's like, what a fucking cunt.
And at this point, he's been possessed by by Dharma. His daughter, not Jeffrey Dahmer, but he's been possessed. And the he's as this possessed kind of being, he's trying to stab himself and kill himself because he and the voice that's coming out is his daughter's being like, ah, this is what daddy deserves or whatever, stabbing himself in the thing. And they're trying to like bind him and stop him from killing himself and blah, 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 whatever. We see this and I'm like,
bro, why?
Yeah. I'm like, let him.
Just let him fucking
what
die.
What you talk about?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he not only killed his sister-in-law and his daughter, who... his like secret daughter, but then he made it look like it was a burglary by messing up the house.
Yeah,
then took all of their valuables, buried it in the garden as if they'd been stolen, and then he laid both of their bodies out on the fucking porch like some ritualistic thing. Because we see that he then, I was like, when did he do this? By the way, because was he not away with his wife? Like, I don't know what they were doing, but they come back and they're sort of both walking in with their suitcases. So I'm like, okay, so they were like away. So when did he do this?
He just left. He was like, I know we're on holiday, but I just got to go for a couple of days. You just relax. I'll be back.
I'll be back. I'm just going to take a quick flight. Yeah. And then they both, he has to act like shocked and they both go, oh my God, they're both dead. But I'm like, why display them out on the fucking porch? Like it's a serial killer or something, you know? Yeah, like what? So it was so stupid. Weird.
Yeah. So stupid.
But yeah, fuck him.
Yeah, fuck. Well, especially fuck him. Because Ali is like, this is too much for me. I've called Mace Windu. He's on his way.
He's too powerful to be kept alive.
Yeah. But yeah. But then we get the reveal, right? Because they're doing some more sciencey shit, and they're like, well, this hasn't worked. Now we've
so
got to.
Dumb.
Now we've got to do like. We've got to get someone else. Mace Windu's involved, and now we've got to get fucking Alia involved or something. No, sorry, not Alia. We've got to get the mum involved because Alia's also being possessed or something. Or she's gone in to.
Wait.
She goes in. Sorry.
Yeah. So what happens is when they're trying to do the seance on him as he's possessed, Alia like looks into his eyes and then Mace Windu's like, no, don't look into his eyes. And then he just like drags her fucking, they have this whole astral projection thing, but like drags her fucking astral projection soul or something into the like limbo realm. And I was like, did they do that in the last? Is that how they did that in the last one?
Yeah,
they just stared 100%. Into the person's eyes and they just get like teleported in.
I don't remember that being a thing, but I know that
I thought that they
the
just
whole
did, like,
astral
the
projection thing was from the first one.
100%. That was definitely from the first one. But the idea of like, oh, she just looks into his eyes and it's like, oh, now you're trapped there like permanently unless somebody comes in and rescues you. It was so weird.
I don't remember that. It could be, because I have no recollection, but I feel like that might be another one where we're like...
That's just one of those fucking things where you're like, oh, okay, just drags her in then, I guess. But because he's possessed, obviously, by the daughter, so the daughter's the one that pulls her in, and then she's in... Everything's all... It's always like they're in the sewer system or something, and they've got loads of cells everywhere.
Yeah. I do quite like that, actually.
It's a vibe.
Like that. Yeah.
And there's just loads of people being whipped, basically.
Yeah.
And the daughter is there just whipping the hell out of the dad. He's chained up on a wall. And I was like, yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Sweet. All right. I think that's pretty good, actually. We can leave it there.
Yeah. And then, I think, is it that, Dharma chose, Alia some like more stuff about the dad?
So Alia gets pulled into that place, sees her whipping him, and then she gets held down by all the spirits, and then dumped, which again is like a thing. They establish that when you're in limbo, if you're not, you have to be in there if you want to survive.
Yeah,
you have to have a good spirit, like a pure good spirit, not a corrupted evil spirit.
Yeah.
A good spirit with you, holding your hand,
so they can't
the
sniff
other
you.
Spirits can't sniff and see you.
Yeah.
And they can't see into your eyes and all this kind of stuff. But she's there without all of that. But I guess she's just in a different part of it, so it's fine. Because they all the other spirits seem to work at the bidding of this kid. Because all of them hold her down while the kid touches her head. And then she gets the whole vision of, like, what happened.
Oh, which is so fucking stupid.
Like, the other thing that happened, which we'll talk in a minute. But I think they find out about what the dad did through Nadia, because Nadia can draw her feelings, and so she channels the fucking ghost or something.
Oh,
and
yeah, that's
draws
it.
What,
yeah, yeah,
draws like what happened.
Yeah,
and then you know they're like, oh shit, this is sad. And then the whole thing with Alia happens as well. But this film is so long, I don't remember which part happened when.
Yeah, yeah. Thing with Alia,
but yeah, what they show her
is that was it that Abel found or like had a vision of. Box or something?
I think Abel was basically doing like her own research to like, because you know, you have the whole thing of we can see, so we should help people.
Yeah, she's doing some ghost hunter
like
shit.
She was doing some like Abel ghost hunters and going and doing her thing. And so she goes to that orphanage and digs up that box because she got a vision.
Yeah.
I think. And then obviously the dad then finds her and he's like, yo, get the fuck out of here. And then she runs away. And I guess he just like follow, he must have followed her home, because otherwise how does he know where they live? Because we have no frame of reference as to where they live compared to the orphanage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And then it ends up that they do the whole twist of, oh, Mira wasn't a bad ghost after all. Even though she did some creepy stuff and then was like on the ceiling and dropped down on her, which is what we saw in the beginning.
Yeah.
And you assume that she got killed by Mira, but it turns out that Mira was trying to like protect her from her own killer, the fucking Fadley.
Fadley, because Fadley yeah. just breaks into her house and just is like,
with a big knife.
Yeah, you were just some random kid that dug up some valuables. I think I'll stab you as well. And just fucking stabs a bell. Oh, and I was God. Like, fucking not quite the same level as no. the stupid twist. Nowhere near. But I was still like, are you fucking for real? That's yeah, not what so that's dumb. Not what happened. That's well, not
it's
Mira it's like wasn't they... good. Like,
well, I mean, is the I suppose the only we never saw her do any bad stuff, but she just was creepy. She
yeah, was a creepy yeah, ghost. Yeah.
So then you're like, is it a ghost's compelled to be creepy?
I guess so.
They'll like move something on a wall or chuck something off a shelf, or they'll like slowly open a door for somebody to look through or something. They do creepy shit.
Yeah, it's fucking.
And if
weird.
She's got a third eye open, surely Mira could just appear to her and be like, yo, can you go and sort this out? Because I yeah. was murdered, and so was my daughter, Jeffrey Dahmer, so can you help us out?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But she fucking attaches to the ceiling and then drops on her like... And then it cuts to what actually happened, and she gets grabbed by Fadley, who like pulls her backwards, and the ghost drops down in front of them and is kind of like trying to face off against Fadley, but he's like, nah, I'm gonna kill this girl, you can't stop me. Because he also has his third eye open, and I guess he just...
Yeah.
Like, he did the fence thing to keep the woman out. But yeah, I don't know why yeah. she was out if she died there. But again, who fucking knows?
Stupid. But, yeah. But yeah, so then... But which is why you're like, well, fucking definitely kill that guy then. Who gives a
yeah.
fuck?
Yeah. He like, just went and killed again.
Yeah, fuck him, dude. Fuck him. And like, so...
Two children now.
Yeah, two children and a fucking mother. And so then we get to, like, what's, like, the real world. And Mace Windu is like, hey, so... Because the mum's there, Fadley's possessed, and now, Aaliyah is just, like, collapsed on the floor.
It's like comatose, basically.
Yeah, and Mace Windu goes to the mum, and she's like... Hey, yeah, so basically what's happened is Ali is also in the spirit world. So you go get them and I'll stay here.
I mean, I think like, the idea is she's got to like keep the portal open.
Yeah, 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 I know.
I don't know who Mace Windu is that she just has these portal powers. This was something... Something she does later. This is something that we were fucking pissed off about her fucking superpowers that she has. But also, I think at this point, Nadia has been stabbed. So
yeah, when Fadley
yeah, when Fadley gets possessed, Nadia gets stabbed while they're all trying to wrestle with him.
Yeah,
and then they bring her downstairs and she's on a sofa, and one of the adults is with her, but shit's going on, so they're like, "I've got to go and do this." So she calls some of the other young girls in the orphanage, like literally like not even 10-year-olds.
Yeah,
and she's like, "Here, put pressure on the wound." These fucking, like, 2 10-year-old girls, like, oh yeah, this girl that you know, that you live with, she's bleeding out from her stomach. Put pressure on the wound, please, while I go and deal with this. And leaves them there. And I totally forgot about them, because Mace Windu is like, oh, you need to go and open your third eye and whatever, so you can, I'll sort you out so that you can go into the spirit realm and blah, blah, blah. So then, once she does that, and then you have this fucking sequence, again, because this movie's 2 hours long, you have the sequence where the mum of the orphanage gets her third eye opened, and then just runs off. And Mace Windu's like, eh, she'll be back in a minute. And she just, like, runs off into some rooms and sees loads of ghosts and goes, ah! And then comes back. But when she does that, she finds Nadia in a crouched in a corner, like, rocking herself. And she's like, Nadia, what are you doing? And then she's like, wait. Oh, yeah, fuck. She was bleeding out on the sofa. Goes down there and she's dead because she left them with two fucking 10-year-olds. And then they were like, well, we've got our good spirit now that can guide you through the limbo. And I was like, because at first I was thinking, was this the rule they broke? Because you have to have a good spirit. But no, I guess they just used Nadia. And I'm
I was like, where's Davin, bro?
They had the perfect opportunity for the golden gates to open and Davin to step through and be like, take my hand. Although he wouldn't, because he never says anything. Yeah. He'd put his hand out silently. Because we establish, it's jumping ahead like slightly, but we establish that the people who have already died, like Abel, they can go back to limbo if they want.
A fucking door from heaven
opens and Abel just walks back in and she's like, yo, it's your gal, Abel. You need to chill the fuck out and leave this place and whatever, blah, blah, blah. And that's where we also see the mum, Mira? Yeah, Mira. She then shows up and tries to convince her daughter to stop being a dickhead. And she's like, oh, yeah, by the way, I'm in heaven now. You can come to heaven. You can let all your anger go or whatever. And I'm like, when did you go to heaven?
Yeah.
You were haunting them at the beginning of the movie. Yeah. Did you? When you turned to dust, was that you going to heaven?
Bro? I guess so. I don't know.
It's just, oh, fuck. It's so stupid.
It's so
I just realized as well that my note said, how does looking into Fadley's eyes teleport Alia into the BDSM basement?
It is,
because it is. She appears and it's just whips everywhere.
It's red and there's a bunch of whips and chains everywhere. And he's got his shirt off.
Yeah.
It's fucking hot.
So
it doesn't fucking work. Alia is like, is possessed by,
So they go down to get her and she's just kind of there in the limbo place like, yeah, whip him. He killed my sister. Whip him. Yeah. But she gets possessed when they leave and the girl like chases after
them. Oh, yeah.
And I guess comes through. But I remember, I swear this was the case where they said to Davin, the reason that Davin had to go to heaven is because they said that if he goes with them to limbo, he can't return.
Yeah,
he has to go. The only way he can go once he goes there is up to heaven, like Davin fucking should. Right, but what happens is that Abel turns up out of heaven gates and she's like, hey yo, you need to go back, and then turns to Nadia and is like, you can still do some good in this world with your third eye. Bro, seems like anyone can have their third eye, by the way. And she's like, so you get a second chance, and puts her hand on her, and she's like, you're good to go. And I'm like, what?
So
she's just going to go back into her body, I guess, which breaks the rules. Two, she's bleeding out still. Is she still bleeding?
She'll return, and then she'd be like, I'm fucking dying again.
Because those girls must have taken the pressure off after she died.
Yeah, she's
gone,
bro.
So she comes back again, and she's like, oh, well, I've lost all my blood, so I guess I'll die again.
Oh, so dumb. But
And that dumbass fucking woman, the mum, lets go of Nadia's hand as well, which is the first rule you don't do. And she's just like, fine. And then the daughter is basically just like, no, I want to punish him and be evil. No, and then chases them out.
Yeah.
And then it ends up that
she's
got
possessed
out in time
Alia.
To possess Alia, yeah.
And Alia's possessed. She chases Fadley into the garage. Which
yeah,
is
and where you know people are possessed because they look all crusty.
Yeah, they're crusty, haven't washed. And there's like, she like pins him down and fucking cuts his head off
That looked good. Yeah, that was really good. Some real good practical there. Cuts his head off with a saw blade. And there's 10 minutes left. So to resolve it, Mace Windu just comes in the room and does some wizard shit. And just goes like to the ghost. She's just like, just fuck off. And that's it.
Dude, she has this thing where she has like a finger gun that she points at them. Like she's got two fingers that are like really tense. And she just goes like, just like get out of her body. And then the ghost just goes, I'm out of the body now. Stop the possession. I was like, why didn't you do that before?
Why do you do that to Fadley?
Fucking gives him the double finger, points at her, she's like, boom, you're out.
And then she's out. Mace Windu goes, oh, and also, I've called the devil police. And the fucking portal just opens from the ground. Two guys in black robes come out. They're like, you're coming in with me. And the girl's like, no! They just go into hell. And then it closes. Mace Windu's like, sweet, that was sorted.
She just does the like the thing where you pretend you're blowing the smoke away from a gun with her fingers. She's like,
and Ali is like, are you fucking kidding me? I just murdered a man.
Yeah. But she literally does. She just does a speech about like, oh, you've let yourself become obsessed with hate and stuff, so now you belong in hell. And the garage door opens and there's a big hell portal and two dudes with fucking scythes either side who are like, hey, what's up, Mace Windu? You're looking good. And then two more just drag her into hell and they all just jump on the portal and it closes. And she's like, yeah, I closed the portal for you. I'm like, what? How the fuck do you do this? Why didn't you do this before?
Yeah, what have you been doing this whole time?
It was all
a teaching experience. I wanted you to do that, but you didn't, so I did.
She's got her fourth eye open.
That's the sequel.
No.
Three eyes and a finger.
Oh, man. Oh, God.
But yeah, that's kind of it. We get
a cliffhanger to the movie where it's at the orphanage and it's like post everything. Obviously, some time has passed. All the kids are playing and happy. Nadia's there. She's fine.
She's been adopted by the mum.
Yeah, she's been adopted by the mum, like, officially, and Alia's there, and she's, like, still helping out, and everybody's happy and dandy, and it's all fine. And then Windu just shows up. She's like, oh, by the way, I totally forgot to tell you at the time when it happened, but I didn't close that hell portal in time, because you know that I can do that. I didn't close it in time, and an evil spirit got out because it saw that there was an opening, and so it escaped here into the orphanage. And she's like, what? And then you see Nadia like going to take somebody some medicine, and then there's a fucking demon child at the bottom of the staircase, and then it goes to credits. And I was like, bro, Mace Windu, stop fucking with everybody. Yeah. What are you doing? You
just open.
When did you find out?
Yeah.
Mace Windu doesn't give a fuck. She saw the spirit climb out of the fucking hell portal and run away, and she was like, oh, that's gonna be an issue. Anyway.
All right, I'm off. I've got some weird tea to make. Oh, God. Oh, bad film, good?
I'm going to say, for this one, bad film, not good.
Oh,
because
no.
Because it was so fucking long. I really struggled to get through the middle portion of it. And there's no Davin, which is an automatic fail on my part.
Yeah, no Davin.
And it just wasn't... It just... The first one was... Thing is, I think that... Obviously, the CG and effects and things generally in this one were better. And there were some really creative shots at times. Like, a couple of times I was like, oh, that was interesting.
Yeah.
Because, like, you've got one where, you're looking at somebody asleep in a bed. But then the camera slowly rotates, and as it rotates, it reveals the doorway, and there's a ghost in the doorway, and he goes,
"Ring!" Yeah.
And I was
like,
that's an interesting thing to do.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I just think overall, not like bad film, not good. It just wasn't quite the first movie, you know?
It's not quite the same. That I, yeah.
And they bullshit stuff. Right. They bullshit the, and not in a way that, not in, the first film had the greatest bullshit moment of all time. But that in itself is kind of like, it becomes like a, like an iconic moment. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it has a pass.
I do think that, do you know, I think, you know what we said about the Step Up, that like, it probably would have been bad film if we hadn't watched it together. If we were watching this together again, this would be bad film good. Because there'd be more moments of like,
if it was in person, I think.
Yeah,
because
yeah, that's
when we
what
watched
I mean.
It
that's
together,
I mean.
Like over like a call, and we synced it up, we still struggled hard.
It's just too long. That middle bit is just
and so
too
much
long.
Shit happens that just you're like, I don't. Just you could cut all this out.
Yeah. 100%. I'll still say, like, so the last one, I'm still going to say bad film good, simply because that end bit, the last 10 minutes are just gold. The fact that they decided to do, it was just, I was like, I looked at the time, it was literally, she cuts his head off, and I was like, bro, how long is left? Like, 10 minutes? You're going to have to wrap this up. Why are you doing this now? Yeah, it's so funny. Bad film good simply for that. But yeah, it's not great. But yeah, that's everything that we've got for you. And we're not doing anything next week. But you can still keep up to date with, like, I think there'll be a few more clips going up on the Instagrams.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we'll do, for us recording now, that's our final bit. And then, but we've had to do it in advance because of Aiden going. So obviously this will be releasing in the new year. So I'll still be editing the clips together, crying. while I'm like reliving these memories. So the clips will always be there. We'll always have them on the channel and stuff. Obviously, if we come back to things, then we'll put new stuff
on there. Yeah.
There are some like secret clips that never got put up because I probably didn't end up getting around to it. I made the clips and then just didn't. Or some of them I was like, I don't know if we should put these ones up. I think we just had too many like joking about having sex with a type of animal in a row. And I was like, because we did a bunch of chipmunk movies or whatever. I was like, I don't know if we should put too many of these up together. But there might be some clips that I'll decide to put up and be like, oh, remember this one or whatever, you know.
And we'll potentially see. Maybe this Christmas 2024. Keep an eye out.
Yeah. Undecided. We might just not do it.
Yeah, undecided, but maybe undecided, keep an eye out.
You've got to check the first,
I got to listen to it again and be like, is this actually listenable? But yeah. Anyway, yeah. As always, for the last time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you hit it. You just hit it.
AI Wars, baby.
Give us a description one last time.
One last description. We used to, at the end of every episode, give you an inspirational quote from Inspirabot, which was a random generated quote slapped onto a randomly generated image. But at a certain point, I was like, these aren't funny anymore. So I went and found ImageFlip, which is randomly generates random text onto generic 2009 memes. As soon as I did that, Inspirabot became funny again and ImageFlip became not funny again. So we started counting, we put them up against each other, and for a long time, Inspirabot was absolutely wiping the floor with ImageFlip. But then I found out that you could turn on
the not safe for work filter, which made them much funnier. And we've got to this point, and people might say it's rigged, but genuinely, it's come out like this. Although maybe you'll listen back and be like, nah, Aiden should have won. That was way funnier. Or vice versa, but yeah. Probably not. The score is 22 Inspirobot, 21 Image Flip. As we discussed the last few episodes, I can't win, but I cannot lose. But look, who wants to go first for the final time?
Well, who went first last time? Was it me?
I have no idea. Cannot remember.
I feel like you've got to go last.
Really?
Because with yours, it's like mine doesn't really matter. It's more like funnier than
it's mine.
You know what I mean?
Funnier. Yeah. Okay.
So
yeah,
that's
yeah.
the deciding vote.
Do you know what? We should preference this one by saying we get these prior to recording, and what I do is I copy the image, close the page, and then paste it onto my Discord chat so it's ready to send to Deegs. But we had some technical difficulties. So I tried to send a message saying, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Because I couldn't hear Deegs. And I pressed enter, but what I didn't realize was I still had my image flip pasted into my chat. So I accidentally sent him my fucking image flip, which was the SpongeBob meme biting his lip. You know that, you like Krabby Patties, don't you, Squidward? But the text just said, dick and ball torture. And I was distraught because the one that so you funny. Had prepared was kind of not as good. It was all right.
It was all right.
But mine would have wiped the floor with you. And I was so distraught. Funny.
Like, it was funnier to me that you'd fucked it than your than the actual what the image
thing.
Was.
Yeah.
And the fact that you just sent me, you were like, can you hear me? Dick and ball. It's like, what?
And then me going, no!
No! And you'd be like, fuck! Oh, it was so good. Yeah.
But without further ado, what do you have
All
for
right.
your last
so,
Inspirobot?
For the last and final Inspirobot, I have a nice silhouetted, I suppose it'd be like, it's either a field or maybe a hedge or something. You can't tell because it's silhouetted. So it could be a field going off to the horizon, some trees in the background and stuff. And you've got like this kind of very lightly purple lightning storm going on in the sky. The sky's very cloudy, different shades of gray. The lightning just crackling across. It looks very impressive. And in the very middle of the screen, it just says, suck buns. Make money. That's how I live, boy. That's how I live.
So I live.
Suck buns, make money.
Money. All right. Well, mine is it's the title of the meme is Grandma Finds the Internet. And it's the one where the grandma's looking at a laptop, she looks pretty confused and she's like adjusting her glasses, you can't quite see, and it's right. like, is this really what it says? And the text is, what is this? Piss baby.
Oh, what grandma is this? Finding piss grandma babe. Finding the piss baby. Oh,
she's googling, she's at like some fucking weird BDSM man. site. She's like, what's this? Piss baby.
It is a shame because I do think your previous one was better.
Yeah,
but mine wasn't particularly strong, so I feel like it has to go to me. No! Yeah, I think you've earned it.
You
with an old lady
piss,
meme,
baby.
Rounding it off with an old lady meme.
With an old lady meme and piss baby. It's pretty on.
And it rounds it off perfectly because you love piss. That's your thing. That was your thing from way back in the beginning. and we're not going to remember what mine was.
And your, yeah, and yours so, was Scat and loving Andy Dick.
No. Oh, don't even start on celebrities. Let's get Chevy Chase on the show.
Yeah. All right.
So you can agree with every opinion he's had.
Now, I usually go, all right, that's all we got. See you next week. But yeah. It's the last one. And I thought, well, we've got a couple of things to round up. First off, I'll leave you with a couple of episodes I used to finish with a few more things. One was stupid grandmas not knowing how to use Facebook. So I thought I'd find another one just as a last hurrah. This one is a text chain from Grandma. And Grandma's text, how do you make tuna salad? And the person goes, what? And she goes, where buy tuna salad? And she says, Grandma, this isn't texting. This isn't Google. This is texting. And then Grandma responds, mayonnaise. And then,
I love that, like, just that idea that she's just disregarded it, like,
mayonnaise.
Find me it. I'm trying to Google it.
I forgot I got two. The other one is it's a Facebook post, and she goes, I can't log out of Facebook and don't know why. And then she's commented on her own post going, coconut oil.
Oh, love it. Brilliant.
Love it. And then there was another thing that I used to do, which Deegs absolutely detests. And it's where I used to give you a Facebook minion meme.
Oh, no.
It's the last one. And this one's a real juicy one. No,
we can't end on a minion meme.
It's the minion. He's not wearing any clothes, but he's facing away from the camera. So you just see his, like, butt. Cheeks, and it says, I got a new stick of deodorant today. The instructions said, remove cap and push up bottom. I can barely walk, but whenever I fart, the room smells lovely. Fucking dead.
Wow.
Dead shit.
What an end.
There is something that
we
have to round off, and it's the coveted, famous, prestigious Bad Film Good Awards. And it's where we did this last year. It's
did we?
I've written down the lowest ratings. From each
we've had five endings now, but this one's the best.
Yeah, this is the best. And I can't remember last year's, but I believe two of the three were taken by one film.
Yeah. Is this of all the whole show, all 100 episodes?
No, this is from 2023.
So this is this year. Okay.
This year, but I will say, I believe that at least two of these three also are the lowest we've ever had. I can't actually remember, but I'm pretty confident.
Sure.
First one. IMDb, the lowest rating. Any guesses?
Oh, well, if it's from this year, then I can't. It's just blurred together.
Yeah.
My brain immediately was like, emoji movie, all of it.
That was last year.
But that was last year?
Yeah.
I know we've had some really abysmally small ones, like so bad. I'm just going to say, like, even though it was a funny episode because I watched the wrong film, I'm going to say Daddy Day Camp.
Oh, I know, that was low. That was very low.
It was very low, but I know it. I can't remember what it was.
Right.
I know that there was one that was like, I was surprised at how low it was.
Okay, drum roll, please.
Drum roll, otherwise my mic will cut out for some reason because it's on its, like, the cable is on its way out on the last two episodes.
I know. This is so poetic. All right, drum roll from me. With a rating of 1.8 out of 10 on IMDb.
Oh, damn.
We have Going Overboard.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's a Sandler movie.
Oh, that's so poetic.
So poetic.
What a fucking shit movie.
Congratulations, going overboard. All right, next one. Rotten Tomatoes. Any guesses? Again, I'm assuming no. I feel like you'll kick yourself, though, because I feel like you'll remember.
This is the one I forgot that we were doing one of each thing. This is what I was trying to think of with the Rotten Tomatoes. I remember there being one that was so abysmally low, and I was actually kind of surprised.
Yeah, very surprising, because the other two ratings for it were not as bad as this. Bad, but not quite there. Drum roll, please. With a rating of 0%.
Yeah. Oh, God, I fucking forgot.
Jaws the Revenge.
Oh, my God. Which Jaws, is crazy. What, 6 or 4 or something?
Jaws 4. Jaws 4. The Revenge with Michael Caine randomly
Michael
in it.
Michael Caine just fucking dive bombing a shark with a
plane. Yeah. Because he has that quote where he's like, well, it bought me a house, so I don't give a fuck. Like, when people are like, it's a terrible film. Damn, 0%. Lowest rating.
Fuck me.
Now, and then finally, The Generous Metal Crickets, which I feel like people, that is such an old meme. It's actually Metacricket. No, Metacritic. Metacritic. But I always say it wrong, so it's just now Metal Crickets. But
and it's metal the crickets. That they are Metal Crickets. That,
yeah. That there's 100 of them, and they each vote whether they like based, the film or not.
It's based on how many of these Metal Crickets will chirp because the film is so bad. So like you have the film plays, and then it's like waiting for an applause, and you have a certain amount, percentage-wise, of Metal Crickets that will be like, I can never do the noise. I don't know how you do the like. Both of our attempts were fucking shit. Yeah. They can normally be bribed as well to be pretty good.
100%.
But...
So, Metal Crickets.
Drum roll. Blah, 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 blah. Drum roll, drum roll, drum roll.
With a rating of 7 Ooh. Out of 100. Which is crazy, considering, like, bad films usually get 30.
Yeah, they're normally very generous.
Yeah. Rating of 7. The Hottie and the Notty.
Oh, yeah.
Which was a surprise, I think. I didn't expect that.
There were so many worse films. I know. Going Overboard was so much worse than that.
I know. And it got beat out. But 3 different films. Absolutely wild. Yeah. But, yeah, that's the awards.
That's
congratulations.
About it. Yeah.
Adam Sandler, Michael Caine, and Paris Hilton. You all take the awards now.
Yeah. And Aiden, you take the award for biggest bastard for going away.
Now there is one more thing that we used to do. No. I did think about doing another Taylor Swift song.
No,
my heart's just not in it.
Hate to fucking end the podcast with that.
Would you?
But no, I would hate to end it. No. Right.
You'd hate it,
this
would
is
you?
It. We've been procrastinating. All right. This is it.
All right.
Everybody,
for one
enjoy.
Last time. Fuck off.
Yeah, fucking get fucked, mate.
Get fucked. All right.
But also, love you, bye.
Love you, bye.